Scripture reading, John chapter 18, verses 2 through 4 and 10 through 11. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place, because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?" Devotional. It's not hard to relate to Peter's anger at the injustice of Jesus' arrest. In his outrage, he lashes out in physical violence. Imagine the scene, the blood, the chaos. And he did it for Jesus. However, he simultaneously failed to listen to the voice of Jesus and is rebuked by him. He thought he was proving his love, defending Jesus with an act of bravery. But in the process, he violated the very nature of the love Jesus lived and died for. When we don't pay attention to what Jesus is doing and saying, when we misunderstand what love requires, relational breakdowns and chaos inevitably follow. Author Henry Nguyen articulated the struggle many of us have when it comes to loving others. He described two voices within. One voice constantly pushed him to succeed and achieve. It was this voice, Nguyen says, he spent most of his life heeding. Following this voice led him to teach at such prestigious universities as Notre Dame, Harvard, and Yale. It pressed him to write more than a book a year, but the constant demands that heeding his voice placed on his speaking schedule and ministry threatened to suffocate his spiritual life. He was praying poorly and living isolated from people. The other voice within was God's voice. This voice reassured him he was unconditionally loved. He had nothing to prove. This voice told him the goal of ministry was to recognize the Lord's voice, his face, and his touch in every person he met. Only in the last 10 years of his life, Nguyen said, did he truly listen to that second voice. The transition occurred when he resigned his professorship at Harvard to accept a position as pastor of a large community of mentally handicapped people near Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And it was from these men and women that he learned about love and community. With the multiple demands and constant pressure of our lives, it can be difficult to pay attention to God's voice. When we don't, we easily go the way of Peter and pull out our swords when people appear to threaten what we love or the way we think things should be. Jesus, on the other hand, offers us another model, a love demonstrated through submission to the Father and humility in our relationships. Question to consider. In what situation and with whom are you tempted to cut off someone's ear to defend yourself or something you love by acting in ways that are not truly loving? Prayer. Father, I relate to Peter more than I care to admit. Forgive me for my impatience and self-will that wants always to be in charge of myself and others. I so often fail to recognize your voice in the people I encounter. Deliver me from the external and internal forces that keep me from listening to your voice of love and from loving the people around me. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.